AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will travel to Louisiana to get a look at damage caused by Hurricane Ida.
We absolutely would not go if it would take away from relief efforts. And this is a trip that will be that is being planned in close coordination with leaders on the ground to ensure it's the right time to go.
Progress is being made. Entergy Power Company says some homes and businesses in the New Orleans area have electricity again. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We do anticipate additional progress there, but it will be gradual, incremental. But that's what we know. That's how it's always been. But seeing the progress sooner rather than later is absolutely a step in the right direction.
The remnants of the storm caused flash flooding in Maryland and Virginia. A 19-year-old found dead in one of a dozen apartments in Maryland that were flooded up to the ceilings today. Two other people are unaccounted for. Another person missing following flash flooding in a small mountain community in Virginia. A tornado caused some damage in Maryland's Anne Arundel County along the Chesapeake Bay. Thousands of people living below a dam near Johnstown, Pennsylvania, have been ordered to evacuate as the lake behind the dam has reached dangerous levels. A high school student in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is dead, and police are looking for another student following a shooting today at Mount Tabor High School. Christopher Johnson, one of the parents waiting for their children in the parking lot of a nearby shopping center. He says his son, who heard the shots, will never forget what happened.
It's scary to know that, like I said, you see stuff like this in the media, and it's scary to know that it actually reached out and touched you this time, not actually, my son's not a victim, but he's part of this now, and he'll probably remember this forever.
Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough Jr. identified the dead student as William Chavis Raynard Miller Jr. This is AP News. The government wants to forgive billions in debt held by farmers of color as part of the pandemic relief package. A judge has put the agreement on hold following discrimination suits filed by white farmers. APZ Donahue has more.
In Virginia, John Wesley Boyd Jr. with the National Black Farmers Association has been spit on, called names. He once watched as a federal official tore up his farm loan application and threw it in the trash.
The land knows no color. You know? The land never mistreated anybody. People do.
Boyd says farmers of color, like all farmers, are struggling, but he's not giving up.
You can't leave your PhD to your children, but I can leave my poor raggedy farm to my children.
Boyd is pleading with young people of color to return to the soil.
I'm gonna die a farmer.
Boyd is raising everything from soybeans to beef cattle, some of it on land that was once part of a plantation where his ancestors toiled. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.